Welcoming you to the third hour of our Martin Luther King Day holiday weekend edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us, your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be Martha Norwalk. .com, click the Listen Live link upper right. That will click you through to 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you will be all set up to stream the show. All righty, it is Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me. Talk with your animals or human loved ones on this side or the other. Personal awareness coaching and all the good psychic stuff. Natasha Venter is here from Angelic. clarifications.com. And of course, if you'd like to schedule a private reading and personal awareness coaching with her, you can just give her a call at 360-770-7486, 360-770-7486. And gosh, sometime in this hour, we got to get in current events. We got to do our new vet show update, and I've got some questions to ask, but we do have somebody on the line. Natasha, we are headed down to Federal Way, and Kim, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha. Good morning, Kim.
Well, good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, our pleasure. What can we help you with?
Well, I've called a few times about this cat, my cat.
Mm-hmm. And that's Aster?
With Aster, and I worked with Natasha before.
Okay.
And
yes.
So I wasn't going to call, but then you guys were talking about Lucky, and I thought, you know what? I think this is a sign.
Ah.
So during the snow, I've called before about this stray cat that I feed. I've been feeding him for about 4 years, and I've been racking my brain on what I just really wanted to adopt him, bring him in, give him a chance for many, many more years of safe life.
Yeah.
And so when the snowstorm came, I finally did it. I think the universe or God, I want to say, was with me this whole time because
God's with you whether you know it or not, bottom line. Because God's inside of you. Okay.
Yeah,
for anybody that doesn't know, there's a piece of God inside every single one of you. Good, bad, green, blue, black, white, pink, orange. It doesn't matter. God is inside you. Okay, go ahead.
I think I had help.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
So I finally convinced him, like I somehow got him to walk into my house.
Oh, good for you.
I had tried so many times. And as soon as he walked in, I shut the door. And then, so.
Gotcha.
I had him for 4 days.
Have you named this cat?
Well, I still don't have him. Yes, I call him Pishi.
Pishi?
Pishi.
Pishi, and what color? What color is Pishi?
He is black and white.
Well, another black and white one. Okay, so you had him in for several days.
Yes, and I even got him to the vet.
Yeah.
Again, I had help getting him into the kennel and getting him there on the time that they had for the appointment. I mean, it just was, I think, I felt very...
Divine.
All felt guided. All was guided. Good job. Good job.
Yeah.
But after the fourth day, he was miserable. He was miserable, and I was listening to him, and I said, you know what? I'm going to let you out. So I let him out, and of course, I thought I'd probably never see him again. The next day, he came scratching at my door for food, like nothing changed.
Right.
But in that time, I had my cat Aster locked in the bedroom.
I was going to ask what part Aster was playing in all of this, because I doubt that Aster's a very happy camper. Actually, that would be unusual.
Right. And my goal was after about 5 or so days, maybe 6, I was going to introduce him. But of course that never happened. But she was in the bedroom and she was fine with it. She's kind of a non-social cat anyway. I mean, she'll usually be in whatever room I'm in, but if people come over, she kind of runs. She's just not
typical cat.
Yeah. Not confrontational. But,
Yeah. And I think also it has to do with, she can't see as well either. Mm-hmm. So I cleaned up I vacuumed, I cleaned, the cat did spray my couch, and I can't get that out. So I'm going to
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Anti-icky poo.
Yep. All right. I know. I need to buy
it. No, but seriously, it is the only odor neutralizer I know of that works phenomenally well on unneutered male cat urine, which is one of the most potent and unpleasant smells on the planet.
Yeah,
it really, really works. I'll tell you, when
I have used it with my Ava, who I have now, has sprayed in a certain room, and I had to use it. And I'm going to be honest with you, this is a room that my child ended up not my child at
your
the time
your kid peed in the room.
Yeah, had bladder control issues, and then through the night, and so would soak things, and this room has now smelt the best that it smelt, even though I've had two sets of urinations / sprays.
Yeah. Let me tell you about my testing. I when I first discovered anti-icky poo, it was back in the 90s. And I was out at my farm, and I did the most awful testing on this stuff. Well, I had one, my farmhouse, and I had another farmhouse that I rented to some people. And they, even despite my rules, they got a male cat, and then they didn't neuter him. And so I had this teenage, unneutered male cat on the property, and I would leave my bedroom window open for my cats to go out during the day and be able to get back in. Well, one day when I was out working, I came home, and the male cat, the unneutered male cat that belonged to my renters, had come in my house and sprayed all over my house. Well, let me tell you, when I walked in that house, it was OMG, gag me with a spoon, almost passed out. I mean, unneutered male cat urine lining every room of your house is really overwhelming. So I went, I grabbed my anti-icky poo. All I did, I did not wash the urine away because it was an old farmhouse. And anyway, I just decided to do this test. I didn't even address the urine. I didn't do anything. I just went and sprayed over the urine spray every place all around the house. I just sprayed over it with the anti-icky poo. Then I went out to the barn and did chores. And when I came back in the house, absolutely zero odor. Zero odor. The other thing I had going on was I had lots of indoor, you know, cats and cat boxes and cat litter, and I would, you know, put it out in the garbage. Well, eventually the urine in the cat litter and stuff permeated the plastic of the trash can, of the garbage can. And so if you opened that garbage can, you'd be overwhelmed with cat urine smell. So again, I just opened the lid, sprayed anti-icky poo all around the inside, put the lid back on, came back later. All odor, completely gone. So what you need to do is use your anti-icky poo and spray down the area of the couch where the cat sprayed. You probably won't have to do much more than that. If it were on carpet and down into padding, you can actually get a big syringe and inject. In fact, I think anti-icky poo, I think, can even sell some syringes so you can inject it down into the pad. But I guarantee you, it will take care of that under-neutered cat urine your couch.
I'm definitely going to buy some because as I was listening to your show today, that was the first thing that
came to your mind was anti-icky poo.
Because you are divinely remember our session, my dear, that there was some things I told you, and remember that you have some skills too, so go with them.
Yes.
Okay, so anything else you want to know from Natasha about these kitties and so forth?
Well, what I'd like to know is, so my cat is, now she's afraid to come into the living room.
Oh.
And I think it's because of the smell, but she's just acting, and I just think maybe it just is going to take time, but she's just wanting to sleep in the bedroom all day long, and she wasn't so much like that. When I shut the door and don't let her sleep in the bedroom, when I eventually do open the door, she's kind of scared and, you know, looking around, wondering if there's a cat in there.
Well, and you could be talking to her, Kim. Imagine it in your, as you're speaking, imagine it in your mind and explain to her what you did. Sit and tell her, you know, I got this guy hanging out, and you know how much I love you and I love kitties so much, and I felt so bad that he was out in the cold and starting all of that. So I let him come in, and then of course he's never been to the doctor, you know, and cats need to go to the doctor. So I took him to the doctor and we got him all fixed up and all of that, brought him home, but now he's back outside. And so he's going to live outside. You have the inside. You're very safe. If I'm ever going to let him back in the house, I'll let you know ahead of time, sort of thing. But he's outside. And just explain to her. Just imagine it. They get the pictures. And cats don't have, they're the best communicators of all of all the domestic animals we live with, the most emotionally and intuitively sensitive, and the best communicators are cats and horses, believe it or not. And they're the best ones at understanding the English language. You have to fool around with to get the channels open and communicate. Just have to talk and imagine it in your mind. They get it. So talk a lot and explain. That should help.
And I'm gonna add on, though, with her sense, she's using her other senses, her hearing and her sense of smell. And she's also using her whisker knowings. And so with that with her whisker knowings, she is still getting the sense of the energy. Have you cleared the energy of your home yet?
No.
Okay.
Right, so with that,
I would go around and if anything, if you want to smudge, you can. That's one of the cliche ways of doing it. But if you just want to go around and clap and just take ownership of your home again. because of the fact that you gave yourself your home to this new cat coming in. And now it's time for you to retake your home again.
Okay. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, I can do that. Now, Natasha, when this happened, so when I originally talked to you, you had said that, so my cat was kind of seeing things and like playing and it was freaking her out. And you said, that's the fairies. Just tell the fairies to go away. So this whole thing has, this is happening again. And I keep saying, go away. But they're not going away. What do I do?
Okay, so with that, that we have gone into a new energy with this new year coming in, and we are the veil, the cliche word, the veil is thinning again a little bit more. And so with that, that the fairies find out what their message is. You are intuitive, my dear. So finding out, what do you want to tell me? And the first thing you hear, they're wanting you to have a little more fun. You're taking life a little bit more serious than you need to right now.
Okay.
Have you put up a small altar yet for the fairies?
No.
Okay. So with that what you can do is, for me, I have like something shiny. I put a little candle. I have a little like fairy figurine that I do, and you can, and a couple of rocks. If you want to have a little bit of waterfall or water movement, they love water too. And putting those little crystals, they're like at the dollar store. You can get little shiny crystal things, and they love those. They're about cheap. Mm-hmm. They're not about being expensive. And just find a little area for them that you can honor, so that they know that you're being part of them, because they are a part of our world. Fairies are a part of our world, like it or not. And the more that we can commune with them, the better off that we will be in balance.
All right. Okay. So we are up against the clock here because it's the last hour of the show. But
yes.
Kim, sounds like you got your marching orders. You got to clean up and do what Natasha told you to do the last time that you haven't done yet. So do that stuff. Get your anti-icky poo yesterday and spray all that. That's going to take care of the odor stuff. Talk to your cat and all of that good stuff. And then you can, you know, if you've got good sales pitches, that really makes a difference with the cat. So if you can help Aster understand what's going on for the outdoor stray and how, you know, how miserable a life it can be and all of that and how wonderful it was to help him, but now he's out, that can help her be more understanding and accepting.
I'll go into more detail with
so all of that about. But don't dismiss the simple stuff, because Natasha's already given you some homework you haven't done. So do all of that stuff, and then let us know how you're doing. Okay.
And I want to say the putty tat that's outside, he's grateful. That was the reason why he came in. He knew he needed to get the TLC. He needed to get the and go to the doctor and get whatever happened there. He knew that there was something that he could not control, that he needed a little TLC, a little help, and he's grateful for that.
Wonderful. That's great.
Thank you.
All right, Kim.
Thank you.
Thanks for helping out the
listening.
Guy, the outdoor
guy. Good job
guy.
Listening.
Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
All righty. We've got open lines if you want to grab one, 425-373-5527. And we are going to take care of advertisers. Stay on schedule here. We'll come back and get to our list of stuff we got to cover, unless, of course, you call. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Do you feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Some people know a good thing when they hear it. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and golly, thanks for spending part of your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. And we're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful New Pro Supplements again, and UP as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Most of the dogs in our Animal World family take the New Pro supplement, and the New Pro Nugget kitty vitamins are the most palatable little kitty treats I've ever found, and great for our cat friends. So check them out, newprosupplements.com. We also heard from Natasha Venter, our medium communicator, intuitive personal awareness coach. She is available, has some series of classes that she schedules customly for you, and she's available for private readings. Now, I know, Natasha, usually you do readings like over the phone or Zoom. Something like that. Mm-hmm. I know you had a special deal going, you know, for Christmas and stuff. Where are you? Where you are? You got anything going on now?
Yes, for another week and a half. Till the end of January of 2022, my prices have gone down to $80 for a session.
All right,
for an hour.
So that you save $20 if you schedule a reading before the end of the month. And the best way, you can check out Natasha at angelicclarifications.com, angelicclarifications.com, or you can call her at 360-770-7486. That's 360-770-7486.
I'm also live twice
a
week.
That's right. You do a podcast. So
I do a podcast.
Remind us
on YouTube
where
and,
when.
They're both at 4 o'clock Pacific time on YouTube, or my and Natasha Venter Angelic Clarifications on Facebook page. And they're 4 o'clock Pacific time on YouTube, my Natasha Venter.
But what days?
Monday and Wednesdays.
So Mondays.
Sorry about
that.
And Wednesdays. That was in the theme.
Mondays and Wednesdays at 4 p.m.
Pacific
and
time.
You can go to YouTube and what search Natasha Venter?
Natasha Venter, Angelic Clarifications. Yep.
Okay.
And I have many videos on there about short videos, long videos about life and how to help.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah. And I do inspirational quotes on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and now MeWe.
Who?
MeWe. It's a new platform.
Oh, and I've never even heard of that one.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay. Does anybody else? No,
so is that spelled like M-E-W-E?
Yeah. Yes, MeWe.
Mm-hmm. M-E-W-E, MeWe.
Mm-hmm. MeWe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy, could we have fun with that. I guess I'll keep my mouth shut.
It's like a new social media type.
It's like old Facebook that you don't have any advertising. You don't have the you don't have a lot of the gamut of them controlling. There is logistics, but yet at the same time, you know how Facebook is controlling a lot of things nowadays.
Yeah, lots of censorship, all that.
Yes, MeWe has a little bit more freedom with that.
Well, interesting.
Kind of nice. It's kind of nice. I have a girlfriend that sells teas and stuff, and she's being censored everywhere. And now she's doing a great job. It's all for the greater good. And now she's able to do it on MeWe.
Interesting. So, well, I guess we've all learned a little something. We won't be. Thank you, Natasha, for sharing.
You're welcome.
That.
I'm all over the place. All
righty.
Gotta find me.
And now, if you do have anything wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, we'd love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. We've got great rates, and you get links on the website and interviews on the show. And gosh, we'd love to have you join our family. All you got to do is shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or give me a call, 360-217-7258. So I think we are free to discuss the things we haven't been able to get to so far today. So first off, you know, the world of animal TV. I try to watch some animal TV to get primed for the show. But on Saturday evenings, Animal Planet has been all zoo shows for like forever. But at least they're done with the American zoo shows, because I just absolutely can't watch those. But crikey, it's the Irwins is what they're running now, you know, on Saturdays, and you get a whole bunch of them in a row. They're always great shows, but it's just zoo shows are not my favorite. But I do love the Irwins, and the energy I feel is completely different at the Australian and New Zealand facilities than it is over here in the States. So that's a good thing. However, Stacy discovered...
currently on the phone right
she's
now.
She's on the phone. So, we'll have to wait on that. But I know she discovered a new vet show on the Nat Geo channel. And
yes, there is.
And
I have not seen it yet.
Well, and I know Stacy did. She watched it last night. I always have to keep going to, you know, Comcast and trying to reduce the cost of my cable. I mean, they just charge so much. Anyway, I had to change the package. I don't have Nat Geo Wild on Nat Geo Wild. I think it's Nat Geo Wild.
Yes.
Because if it's that channel, I don't get that channel anymore. I get Nat Geo, but I don't get Nat Geo Wild.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't watch it. So Stacey's going to give us a report.
Because that's where you can find Dr. Pohl.
Yeah,
and
Dr. Pohl, incredible Dr. Pohl. That's a great, one of my favorite vet shows.
One lady that's up in Canada.
Yeah, the Yukon. Is that the Yukon vet, I think? Yeah. Yeah. Because up in Alaska?
Yes.
Yeah, there's some really, really good animal shows on Nat Geo Wild. Anyway, once Stacy gets off the phone, we'll talk to
her. We'll go back.
And, I think Stacy's good now.
Are you
okay,
back?
I'm off the phone now.
Okay, I said that the new vet show's on, is it on Nat Geo?
It's on Nat Geo Wild.
Yeah, and I don't get that, so I couldn't go watch it last night. So remind it, what was the name of it again?
It's called Pop Goes the Vet.
Pop Goes the Vet.
With Dr. Joya.
Dr. Joya.
She's a dermatology veterinarian.
Oh, so that's skin stuff.
Skin stuff. So it's when you watch it, it's like... I mean, you get kind of itchy watching it because you don't really.
If you're empathic, things. You'll be itchy.
Yes.
Okay. All kinds of gross.
Yeah, but
skin
she's really
stuff.
Interesting. She's kind of fun. She's got this younger vet that she's kind of mentoring. So they're that kind of, you know, going back and forth. But yeah, some of the cases last night was like, oh, really bad skin.
Was it educational? I mean, did you learn things and so forth?
Yeah, you know, a lot of, you know, what I can't get is why they get so bad. And then they take, I mean, one little thing I would have gone in, right? No, but I mean, this one dog, I mean, his under skin was bad. His eyes were all crusty. And so I don't know why people wait so long. So
People are mean. They don't get they just don't think of anything else but themselves. And it's so sad.
Oh, you.
So sometimes it is a selfish thing and not paying attention. Other times I think sometimes people get so overwhelmed with their own life and so forth. And you know, now, because I know I can be just as guilty as this as anything else. If something is out of whack in my environment. Now, sometimes, you know, it just flashes at you and bothers you and until you deal with it. But sometimes you just get used to it. And then pretty soon you don't see it. So I think sometimes that happens. People are so overwhelmed with everything else going on in their lives that they aren't aware of what's going on with their animals, or they don't see it or whatever. But sometimes it's important to recognize that, you know, none of us know for sure what's going on with others. And I always try to think positive and a benefit of the doubt. You know, in some of those cases, is this Dr. Joya, is she a specialist? Is she like board certified dermatologist? Because it might, it's possible that some of the cases might have been coming up through the ranks of other vets, and nothing's working. Because sometimes you get the manges and some of the things that relate to autoimmune stuff, and these dogs get horrible real fast, and a lot of the stuff that vets would do just doesn't work at all.
Right, so they send her to her.
So
after,
they would get to her. So, you know, we don't will, and then it could be just jerk humans. I mean, that does happen too.
And I apologize because I wasn't trying to put an umbrella over everybody. It was just, I was checking in on that one energy.
Sure.
And then, and you know, because we do get people who just don't know better to do better. And there's a gamut of different reasons. So I want to make that clear that I'm not out to say that everybody's at fault. I'm not that person. I do see the other side.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, so it was interesting.
But so it was a good show. If you want to learn about skin stuff and all of that, Pop Goes the Vet.
Right.
I was going to say, so does she treat weasels?
No, because I think sometimes there'd be these lumps she removes and she likes to like pop them. And like the staff go, no, don't do that. She's, because she thinks it's a little kind of fun, you know, after she removes.
There's those other shows, like the skin shows.
Dr. Pill Popper. Pimple Popper. Yeah, it's kind of that.
The Pimple Popper. I watch those shows. Those are kind of interesting. But that kind of stuff doesn't gross me out.
It's pretty itchy watching that.
I feel bad for those dogs. Can you imagine? I mean, my dog deals with allergies too, and she just gets that itchy skin. She just gets the itchy skin, and I'm trying to figure out what to do. But
next week is going to be a continuing educational series with Walter Stoffel will join me, author of Lance, you know, the Unbroken Spirit, A Spirit Unbroken, and me educating and sharing with you everything I know about dogs and behavior and solving problems and all that sort of stuff. And we'll be addressing some of those things. I think we'll get to all the food and dog food and feeding 101. And a lot of that is going to that information helps deal with that kind of underlying itchy allergy stuff, because it usually always relates to underlying food sensitivities or inabilities to process, assimilate, and all of that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But there'll be some good information about that next week, I think. We go through the show. But anyway, so Pop Goes the Vet on Nat Geo Wild is the new vet show. So you might want to check that out. All righty then. Natasha.
Yes.
I'm going to ask you to look at the energy, and I kind of want to know what's going on with the birds. I've had the most bizarre stuff going on my property, and I know the same thing is not happening everywhere, because there's been a lot of chatter on, you know, the next door, you know, neighborhood network online, what's going on with birds. Because I've had just bizarre that it all started with the dramatic drop in temperature, which was just after the last show we did. And it was on the day after Christmas, you know, the temperature just tanked. And that's when I got dumped on and got all the snow. Well, with that dramatic drop in temperature Christmas Eve, Christmas Day night and into the next day, my hummingbirds were in trouble right away. My boss male in the backyard got puffed and stayed on the feeder, and by the evening he was freezing to death outside I had to go out and I caught him. I brought him in. I warmed him up, did some Reiki and some forks and all of that, and put him in a box to rest and warm up. In a few minutes, he was buzzing around the box, and I got to let him go. And the next morning, he was back on duty, and so we saved him. But then the next day, I found a dead female in the yard because I think, and I think froze to death. I think the dramatic drop in temperature was really bad. Now, then the day after Christmas, when there was all that snow, we were completely snowed in, everything's frozen. I'm trying to keep feeders thawing. And I had this most dramatic experience, Natasha. I'm standing right at my window and a feeder right in front of me. And I had been in and out because I was working on getting water thawed and all of that kind of stuff. And all of a sudden, this huge, I believe it was a barred owl, comes over the top of my house and swoops down right in, a couple, 3 feet away from me in the door in the feeder. And he's hunting my hummingbirds, for crying out loud. And I'd already noticed that the songbirds, the non-migratory birds, they normally be all over the yard kicking up stuff.
Oh, no. Everything got back to primal.
They came back under the eaves of the house where there was no snow. So this owl was hunting my hummingbirds and the non-migratory birds up around the edge of my house. Well, that really upset me. So I called Robbie. Me and Robbie went out, and the owl swooped down and up under one of my hemlocks, and I ran out. And I told him, you know, I loved him dearly, but this was a no-hunting zone, and, don't come back. And so Robbie and I chased off the owl. My birds haven't been the same since. And I don't know whether I didn't see a lot of the owl hunting going on because I wasn't watching every moment, and if the owl got some of the hummers and some of the birds, or if the birds were smart enough to say, uh-oh, there's an owl hunting here, we better leave for a while. Because I'm now, the snow's pretty much gone, the temperature's mitigated, and it has been reasonable. All the feeders are back to normal and everything. I have maybe two hummers, and I have not seen a songbird or heard a migratory bird for days and days and days. Now, then on the next door neighborhood, I had someone else, not right in my immediate neighborhood, but in the area, wrote back and said, what's happened to all the migratory birds? I have none. I have none. And then other people chimed in. I've got more than I've ever had in my whole, and they're all over my property. So it sounds like they're all over some places. They aren't some places else. So, Natasha, I want you to tell me, what the heck's going on with the birds?
There was a big shift that happened in our planet during that week, energetically. And it really shifted the process. And sometimes we have things in our lives that make us have to shift, right? Mm-hmm. So that owl asked, the energy, because what does owl represent? Owl represents looking into the shadows of life, right? Because they hunt in the dark, most of them.
Oh, by the way, this was broad daylight, middle of the afternoon.
So bringing out the shadows of light into the light. Okay. Also, in many cultures, owl means death to rebirth.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I got out Ted and I read all about owls and stuff. Yeah. So I'm up to date on that.
So, but remembering that now that it was at daylight, it's about bringing the shadows out in the daylight. And then when you have such a big, heavy presence, it does make the energy shift out. So a lot of the birds did leave.
Okay.
A lot of the birds did leave.
So I figure they'll come back eventually.
Or you make a new one.
Or different birds or whatever. But, owls are not normally on my property, hunting my property. I don't even,
No, they were, it gets down to very primal actions.
Yeah,
whenever
the world is covered, then they can't catch anything. They have to go to where the prey is. So,
exactly.
Very interesting. All right. Apparently, we've got a caller on the line. We need to take care of advertisers before we run out of time. And then the last thing we have to do is a little current events. There's actually something new on current events. Go figure. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead. And phone caller, you are next. So stay right where you are, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Accutonics for Dogs and Cats and Accutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Accutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Alternative Talk 1150, online at 1150kknw.com.
I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from Dr. Nels Rasmussen. Be sure and check out his website, healingministryforanimals.com. You can also go to YouTube like you can for Natasha. Go search Nels Rasmussen and check out the phenomenal before and after videos, especially the paralyzed dogs that... No drugs, no surgery, 4 to 7 little treatments from Nels are up and walking and normal again. It's quite miraculous. He is a very, very gifted healer. Check him out, Nels Rasmussen on YouTube. And check out whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. But our premier sound healer is back in business. Jude is working Wednesdays and Fridays these days and doing in-person or remote treatments. Just give her a call, 206-706-2836. All righty, before we get to our caller, Natasha, I got one more question about my Hummers. The specific question is, I've known my Hummers really well, and who's who and all of that. And I had two resident males, the redhead boss in the backyard and the redhead boss in the front yard. Mm-hmm. And it was the redhead boss in the backyard that almost froze to death that I saved. Mm-hmm. Well, the redhead boss in the front yard remains present. He's, I haven't. The backyard redhead boss was present and accounted for until about 3 days or so ago. And I haven't seen him for 3 days. So now that doesn't mean he isn't there. I just haven't seen him. Mm-hmm. But can you get a feel for my redhead backyard boss? I just am not seeing him. Is he still there?
He was getting older, wasn't he?
Well, I know if he's the same one that's been around for a while, I don't know how old. I haven't looked up the lifespan on hummingbirds and stuff.
He's getting older. So he's he's starting to, you're going to notice another male coming in to be the
protector.
There's
a third one on the side. Okay. But so he didn't get eaten or anything or died as far as you can tell. He just may be getting older and behavior's shifting.
Yeah. I'm getting that his life cycle's coming to an end. So I can't tell right where he's at right now. You know, when they start doing the transition, it's hard to see where they're at.
You know, see, and that's sometimes the problem when you save these creatures like I did with him. You know, that might have been, you know, an out point for him, but I happened to be there.
No, it wasn't his time yet.
Oh, okay, good.
It wasn't his time yet.
A lot of times you wonder, is it okay to mess with Mother Nature? Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't.
Anyway,
we're running out of time, so let's get to our phone caller. We are headed to Bellevue, and welcome back, Diane. Welcome back to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha.
Oh, thank you. You didn't think you'd have a show without my calling in, did you?
Well, of course not. Didn't you hear me say earlier, where's our follow-up from last week? I know that, you know, you were one of them. So
I missed that because I kept getting distracted every time I tried to call. But here I am.
All right. So what are you checking in about today?
Okay. Seeing if Natasha can give me insight on myself and Theo.
Oh, that's right. That was the follow-up. And darn it, it's too late in the show for me to do what I was going to do with you.
Oh, darn.
We've got Natasha. Theo is the inappropriate urinator going on the bed, who's had on and off bacterial infection, on and off antibiotics. And the last time he was off, start again. You said check again. He did, in fact, have more bacteria. He was back on antibiotics. But as of last week, things have gotten pretty bad, Diane, and he was peeing more, even peed on you. Is that right?
That's right, right on me. And then after that, he peed on a rug, and then I was cleaning it up, put the towel down to dry it. Then he peed on top of the cleaner.
What I had told Diane last week is that I thought it was probably time we move into the human-to-animal transference stuff and the relationship between suppressed human anger and the type of behavior that's going on, because all of the urinating that was going on was indicating that to me. So I was going to have Diane call in today, and then I was going to give her some homework to move some anger and change. But I don't have time to do that now because we're almost out of time. So I just want to say
I did finally get an appointment for the ultrasound.
Okay, so let's take advantage of Natasha because she's here and look at the situation with Theo now, and it looks like they're going to do an ultrasound to see if there's something else going on. But what do you see with him now and all of that?
Yeah, his body has gotten to where this is going to be a routine. I feel like his body has just, you know, when certain parts of our body doesn't work as well anymore.
Okay.
I know. And he has times when he's perfectly fine. He pees in an alternate litter box, not the real litter box, alternate ones, which is acceptable, and runs and plays and he's fine. And then again, then all of a sudden he'll go pee somewhere he's not supposed to. I wondered if you had any insight if the ultrasound is going to shed any light on this at all.
Good. That was the question I was going to ask.
I think that there will be. Yeah.
You think ultrasound will find something?
And I'm saying that I think because of the fact that right now his body is kind of in a shift. And it depends on when it picks up on the shift. And that's why I'm using the word I think. It's not that I'm not uncertain. It's just there's something that's going on energetically. Are you going through a big shift yourself?
And, yeah, I just a shift. And I think I'm kind of calming down from that shift.
Okay.
I'm kind of accepting what's coming.
Oh, that's a big one right there.
My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously accept the energies of now.
Worn that out. Let me tell
you. As I figured.
I would say,
Diane, since we don't have time to do
time,
what I was going to do with you.
Yeah, this is a little bit more than just a five-minute talk.
Yeah, so what you can do, Diane, if you want to call me off the air.
Okay.
Well, we'll see if we can't figure out some time. We could spend a little bit of time together on the phone, and I'll give you that homework off the air. And then we could report back on it later next month, rather than making you wait another month. Okay.
Sounds great.
Okay.
Thank you all so much.
All right. And you just have to be patient with me, because hopefully my house is getting finished this week.
I hope so.
All righty.
Blessings.
Okay, thank you. Yep. Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye bye.
Bye.
Gosh, I don't even know if I want to ask Natasha about my house. Anyway, last month, you know, my house was all supposed to be done and all the work finished.
And what did I say?
You gave me that look, and then it was like, oh God, I wish I didn't ask. And but so the bottom line is that, you know, the work was all scheduled to be done, but the snow happened.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to start the Monday after the Christmas weekend and be done, but I was snowed in, they were snowed out. Nothing has happened. As of right now, the work is scheduled for this Wednesday. So hopefully the work is going to get done this week. And then there's the cleanup of the payments and insurance and all of that. You said that would probably wrap up sometime in February. So I think that timeline is probably still good, but we got snowed out, and so I still don't have a finished house. But hopefully by next week, I'll have good news to share.
Yes, and you have people working with you with integrity. So that's grace.
That's grace.
So you know that if it doesn't happen now, it's going to happen.
Yep, so I told you there's one new thing. So let's quick, before we run out of time, let's do current events. Okie dokie. So here on our current events list, if you want all the details and links and all of that stuff, you can go to MarthaNorwalk.com and click on current events. That's where you'll find all the details. But remember, Linda Rasmussen's giving a free introductory session. All you got to do is call or text her at 206-841-1992. Remember, Natasha Venter's got classes available she can schedule for you. And hot deal, discount on readings, $80 till the end of the month. So if you want a reading with Natasha, get on it now and you'll save $20. It's only $80 for an hour. And that's real, real reasonable. way less than many others charge. Let's see. Now, the new thing, Positive Alliance website, positive, and that's P-A-W-S, positivealliance.org. Here's the new thing. It's their hashtag, Why Not Me Pets Paint event. This sounds very interesting. This will be Saturday, February 5th at the Everett Mall. It says, come paint portraits of the hashtag Why Not Me Pets with us and help them get adopted. Plus, you can enter your painting into our contest. To learn more and purchase your tickets, visit positivealliance.org. And then it says, all COVID protocols will be adhered to according to CDC guidelines and Everett Mall's mandates, including local governances. And it says, proof of vaccination and masks are required. Well, that's my kind of event. I would consider going because proof of vaccines and masks are required. So you might want to consider it also. Saturday, February 5th. Check them out at positivealliance.org. And then there's a free monthly pet supply clinic on Saturday, January 22nd. It's somewhere in Seattle, but you need to go to positivealliance.org to get the details. Let's see. Meow. Still got 2022 calendars available. You can pick them up at the shelter on Sundays between 1 and 5 p.m. for $10, or they'll mail them to you for $12. And then, let's see. Seattle Humane, mark your calendars. May 7th will be the 125th anniversary Tuxes and Tales. Haven't said yet if it's going to be in person or online again. We'll have to wait and see on that one. And then Homeward Pets has their 32nd anniversary event on Wednesday, February 16th. Their annual fur ball auction will be Saturday, May 21st. And the Homeward Pet open house will be Friday, August 26th. So that kind of covers the basis for the year coming up. And next week, of course, it's an extra Sunday of the month. So that means Walter Stoffel, author of Lance, A Spirit Unbroken, will join me. And we'll continue my series of teaching you all I can about dogs and dog behavior and solving problems, and I hope to get all the food stuff covered this next Sunday, so I hope you can join us. So that pretty much wraps us up here for this week. And for a while, I saw some blue sky and the sun popped out. But Nathan, I turned my back. What the heck happened?
just typical clouds moving in and out. We'll probably see some more here pretty soon. Looks
well,
like
I was
it's
liking
probably
that
actually
sunshine.
Right above us. I'm kind of, maybe, I don't know, but.
No, I don't see anything, but I was liking the sunshine. I hope it'll burn through again. Natasha, you got any sunshine going up? I'm trying to look out your window.
I had the same thing you did. Cloud parted for a minute and then it moved forward and then, but you know, we're in that winter slash moving towards spring.
Okay, remember you can hear Natasha again Monday at 4 o'clock on YouTube, Natasha Venter, Angelic Clarifications podcast, and then podcast again on Wednesday, 4 o'clock, so you can catch her a couple times during the week. Next week, we're live again, and golly, I guess that about covers all our...
Yes, Happy New Year to
bases.
Everyone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right, Happy New Year, and... happy Mercury in retrograde. Happy full moon. Take a deep breath. Calm down. Write in pencil. And just know that messed up communications and things breaking is kind of par for the course. And this too shall pass.
And tune
and
in
if
next
you're
week.
Having, yep. And if you're having emotions, others are too. So be kind.
Yep. Yep. And if you want to hear, because I'm pretty sure I'm going to get to all of it next week, because I'm going to start with finishing up the general dog stuff. And then the next area we move into is food and how food affects behavior, your options in feeding, what to feed, how to read labels and all the trickery going on. Everything you need to know is going to happen.
And find out if the baby's been born.
Oh, yeah. Think babies, because we'll be talking about babies next week. That's for sure. All righty. Nathan, thank you so much. And I hope everything goes smoothly with the birth, even though you're not technically right.
Congratulations.
Natasha, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Stacy, thank you so much. And as always, I leave you with animals have feelings, too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to open your heart and share your love with all living things, and I'll talk to you again next week.